If you're looking for big, important news, you're in the wrong place. Wait, don't go. We still have news. It's just more along the lines of hyperlocal police reports regarding moose deaths in remote towns in Alaska, or something like that. The point is, this podcast has news you never thought you would need, because you probably don't. Welcome to The Littlest Headline.
Hey, I'm Yoni Marion.
I'm Rowan Olson.
And I'm Moses Fleischman.
And this is The Littlest Headline, a different kind of news podcast, looking at news you've never heard from places you've probably never been, but definitely still want to hear about.
Each episode, we pick a lesser-known town or county in the U.S. and review their local newspaper, bringing their news right to you. What are we reading today?
Today, we're going to be reading from the Harrodsburg Herald in Harrodsburg, Kentucky. And before we start, I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge that the land upon which Harrodsburg was built on is the indigenous land of the Sioux, Cherokee, and Iroquois peoples. So a little bit about Harrodsburg. It's actually the oldest town west of the Appalachian Mountains, and it's the county seat of Mercer County.
Wait, the oldest town? So the first town established west of the mountains?
I think so. I think Moses will probably elaborate on it a little bit, but...
I have it in my notes as the first permanent settlement west of the Appalachians.
Yes.
But we'll get to that.
Yes.
I don't know what the difference... I mean, like, on paper, I know what the difference is, but I couldn't, like, write a thesis about it.
Anyway, Rowan, go on.
Moses will elaborate.
Yeah.
Okay. Its population at the time of the 2010 census was 9,064 people, and its area is 5.3 square miles. It's in a humid subtropical climate zone, but it actually verges on, you'll never guess, a humid continental climate.
What?
No
way.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. I've never heard of this before.
I know.
What is this climate?
The only place in the U.S. that verges on a continental climate.
That is ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous. Thank you for those reactions to that.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, guys. All right. And it's located in central Kentucky. And speaking of Kentucky, which we are in, sorry, that was a really forced segue.
I am now speaking about Kentucky.
We are in Kentucky.
I'm going to continue speaking about Kentucky.
Perfect.
Yes.
The state flower of Kentucky.
Can I guess?
Yes.
The Kentucky
Derby.
Wait, is Kentucky in the name?
No.
Then I'm out. I'm lost.
Got any guesses, Moses?
Kentucky Derby. I said it.
It is not the Kentucky Derby.
Shoot.
It is the Goldenrod.
The Goldenrod?
The Goldenrod.
Is it one word?
Yes.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice name, isn't it?
Goldenrod. Sounds like a quest item.
It is like a quest item. Find the Goldenrod, except that'd be like two. Anyway, one word, Goldenrod. And the state bird is...
The Goldenrod.
It's not the Goldenrod.
The Goldenrod Eater.
It is not the Goldenrod Eater.
Okay.
I got nothing.
It's the Cardinal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. That makes sense. Louisville?
Oh.
Right? No? Am I making that up?
I don't know enough about
the least sports versus person. That should not be something that I say. That knowledge should not have come
from
my
Of the three of us, I think you are the most sport person.
Impossible.
We do not have the space here to argue about that.
Okay.
Let's let Rowan go on.
Well, I think it's time for Moses to go on because that is my little summary of Harrodsburg, Kentucky.
Nice ping pong action there.
Well, that's just perfect because I've got a little bit of history about Harrodstown. Why is it named like that?
Because it used to be called Harrodstown.
It used to be called Harrodstown, or sometimes as two words, Harrodstown, as in belonging to Herod, because
the tyrant.
Whose name is what?
It was laid out and founded by a man named James Herod. Excuse me.
No relation, right?
To Herodstown? No, to
the tyrant, like the king.
The king
Herod.
Herod.
Herod. Where?
All right, I'm gonna stop bringing up other. It's also spelled differently. I'm gonna stop bringing up non-relevant. I exist only in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, and no other knowledge ever.
The town was laid out and founded on June 16th, 1774, which is a very specific date, which I don't normally get, but it's very nice. Herod led a company of adventurers totaling 31 men, beginning in the spring of 1774 at Fort Redstone in Pennsylvania. I mentioned that because they went down the Monongahela and Ohio rivers to the town's present-day location. And
what?
I mentioned all that. I mentioned all that because Monongahela is a fun word to say, and I wanted to say it.
Wait, they went from Fort Redstone to...
Fort Redstone in Pennsylvania, down the Monongahela and Ohio Rivers.
So a long ways away.
It is quite a ways away. And I said all that just so I could say Monongahela.
One more time?
Monongahela.
One more time.
Monongahela.
You're welcome.
That's almost as good as Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan's pretty good, but it is outside of our locale.
No way.
I don't know what that is. I only exist in Harrodsburg,
Kentucky.
Great, you're right. I'm sorry.
The settlement was formally established by the Virginia General Assembly in 1785 as Harrodsburg, and then it was named the location of the newly created United States District Court for the District of Kentucky in 1789, which I didn't know that was a thing, but it...
You didn't know Kentucky was a thing?
I didn't know Kentucky was a thing. But today well, we are here. We are here there. Here there. We are there here. We are in Kentucky, in Harrodsburg.
I think you meant here now.
Yes, that's what I meant. Thank you, Yon. The energy in the studio tonight is electric.
I think your energy is electric.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And then, so I don't know why I have three different years for when, this town was founded, but, the Kentucky General Assembly incorporated Harrodsburg in 1836. Some later stuff happened after the following the Civil War. The Louisville Southern Railroad, network reached the city in 1888. And in 1936, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. Well, you should have, because he has importance in the city, because he honored the city with a monument honoring the first permanent settlement west of the Appalachians.
Nice.
And that is a direct quote. So,
from
a source, from Franklin Delano Roosevelt himself, from the monument.
I mean, it probably is a quote from him. If he said, yeah, I guess we don't really, if it's a thing that the president said, then.
And it probably says it on the monument as well.
Yes.
So, in terms of town versus first permanent settlement versus, you know, any other, you know, phrasing that makes it the first of its kind, it is the first permanent settlement west of the Appalachians, at least according to Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his monument.
Nice.
But, you know, we are not here to talk about Harrodsburg, Kentucky.
But we've been talking about it for a while.
I'm waggling my finger at you.
That's a word.
Yes,
I
am.
It is now.
It is now because I've said it and it's real.
Okay.
We're here to talk about what happens in Harrodsburg, Kentucky.
Of course.
And for that, we need the newspaper.
The newspaper is here in my hands, not the physical copy, the notes about it that I took. This information comes to us courtesy of the Library of Congress. Thank you. Specifically, I haven't distinguished about this I haven't distinguished between these two things before. But the Library of Congress there's a project that runs through it called Chronicling America that documents a bunch of like really old stuff like newspapers in America. And the Library of Congress often has pages on its own website about these newspapers and pages on the Chronicling America website, which is in the Library of Congress's domain. And I haven't really been distinguishing between the two because it's all Library of Congress, but I thought I would give credit to the project Chronicling America this time. So this information, even though the pages usually have the same info on them, so this information about the Harrodsburg this information about the Harrodsburg Herald comes to us from the Chronicling America page in the Library of Congress. It was published from 18 to current.
Oh, how many question marks there?
There's two. So 18 something something to question to current. Whoa, 18 something something to current. Is published weekly, and then my next bullet point is not a lot of info, sad face, because there wasn't that much else that I could dig up on it.
They put that on the Library of
Congress? No, that is not on the page. That is my own editorializing. So we don't have that much info, but you know what we do have a lot of.
What do we have?
News in the form of those lovely sound bites we call articles. Who's doing theirs first?
I'll do mine first, if that's okay.
It's okay.
I approve.
Here is my article. This article is called Road Crews Are Ready for the Winter. And it has a little subtitle, which I didn't know they could do. I don't know if I've ever seen a subtitle before. I don't know if you guys had subtitles.
We've had a subtitle.
We've had subtitles.
Okay. Well, this subtitle is Plus Winter Driving Tips. And it was Written on December 26, 2023. I apologize for the hesitation in my voice, but it's my printer is running out of ink. So to be completely honest, and I didn't say who wrote it. It's written by Robert Moore. So thank you, Robert Moore. It also says Herald staff, so it might be, you know, it might be a group effort, and then Robert Moore is like the final writer. I'm not really sure how journalism works in this case, but
you'd think after 20 something episodes we'd have a vague idea about journalism works.
They kind of write things about things, and somebody something happens.
Yep.
Anyway,
sounds about right.
This article is as such. State and local snow removal crews say they're ready and waiting for winter. According to a press release, Kentucky transportation crews are restocked with over 1 million gallons of salt brine, 1 million gallons of calcium chloride, and 340,000 tons of salt.
Whoa. In addition to the... How many gallons of salt brine?
1 million gallons of salt brine, 1 million gallons of calcium chloride, and 340,000 tons of salt.
I would 100% watch that movie, by the way, that you just did a trailer for.
Oh, thank you. The state has more than 1,400 plow trucks on deck, and more than, I wonder what deck they've got those plow trucks on, because it might be pretty big, and more than 2,000 staff and crew members trained and prepped to keep travelers moving. We are ready for winter, KYTC, that's the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, Jim Gray said in press release, our crews work year after year to keep our roads as safe as possible. This year is no exception. Todd Palmer, director of the Mercer County Road Department, said said this county, which also provides the road salt for the city of Bergen, has over 2,000
B-E-R-G-N?
B-U-R-G-N.
What?
B-U-R-G-N.
Probably Bergen.
Sorry, B-U-R-G-I-N. Excuse me. Oh. I forgot to lie there.
Okay.
Has over 2,000...
Hey, if you're from that city, email us thelittlestheadline@gmail.com. Let us know how to pronounce it.
Let us know. Has over 2,200 tons of salt in the barn... which
in the barn?
In the barn. In their barn.
Oh.
No, in the barn is what it says.
Which barn?
The barn. You should know. that sounds like a lot of salt, and it is a lot of salt. They compare that to 340,000 tons of salt, which is what the state has. Harrodsburg Public Works Director Frank Lukic said that his department is ready for the winter as well. He said his barn, sorry, the barn is full of road salt.
Is the barn capitalized?
No, it is. Sorry, I said it like that. He said the barn is full of road salt and the city has $20,000 in reserve to purchase more if we get some kind of wet and, sorry, wild and crazy winter. I'm sorry.
No way. What?
If we get some
what
kind of
say?
Wild.
Wait, what does
and,
it say?
If we, the quote is, if we get some kind of wild and crazy winter.
And you said...
Wet and crazy winter. I apologize. That was my mistake. Anyway.
Okay, to be fair, I mean, a crazy winter would be, like, the problem with the roads is that it
I put my hand up because I'm about to prove Yon wrong. According to the next line, the 2024 Old Farmer's Almanac is calling for a colder than normal winter with above normal precipitation and snowfall. So it is going to be a wet and wild winter.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was saying a crazy winter would be pretty wet.
But Yon, are you the 2024 Old Farmer's Almanac?
No, I'm not a book.
That's what I thought. Okay, but now it's a website. It's on almanac.com. So yeah,
so I'm not a website either.
You're much more than a website, Yon.
Thanks.
So that is the update for the road crews ready for winter. But remember,
hit me with those tips.
Remember those tips?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some tips in here. Hold on, let me turn the page over. Let me turn the page.
Okay.
Can you read the next page?
I'm doing my best, and that's why I am I'm just stalling for time.
You got this. I believe in you.
Here we go. Winter driving tips. Safe roadways are a shared responsibility, especially during inclement weather when risks increase. Motorists, too, need to prepare for the winter and remain safe by following these tips. Travel only when necessary during major snow events. Winterize your vehicle. Check your car's battery, tire pressure, and brakes. Ensure your heater, defroster, headlights, and windshield wipers are working properly. Winterize is such a silly word. Like, not silly in like I've never had to winterize anything. And I imagine, when I say hear the word winterize, I imagine like putting like the lights up and like, you know.
Decorating,
putting like the snowflakes and the
these sound like pretty good tips for general driving.
Oh, honestly. Absolutely. They are winter. Just be prepared.
But it is winter, so now you have to do it.
Absolutely. Let's see. maintain a safe distance from snowplows and other heavy highway equipment, and do not pass snowplows on the shoulder. It doesn't say how far a safe distance is, but
I think it's a car's length, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never lived in anywhere that's...
No, I mean, I assume it's like a safe distance as you would from any...
I think it might be a little bit more from like a snowplow or something.
Well, maybe. One snowplow's length.
One snow...
How long is a snowplow?
More than one car.
We'll check up on that.
Certainly. And the final tip is buckle up, phone down, eliminate distractions while driving.
Wait. You're not supposed to have your phone out when you drive?
No. No, yo, I know that's revolutionary.
What?
I know that's revolutionary.
Oh, no.
No way.
Buckle up and phone down. Eliminate distractions while driving. If you learn nothing else from our podcast, except for this one thing, it is don't be distracted while you're driving. Unless of course, you are listening to our podcast while you're driving and listening to it in the car right now, in which case, please keep our podcast
on. Well, still don't be distracted.
I'm going to have to disagree with Moses. If you're distracted listening to our podcast, please turn it off.
Yeah, don't listen to our podcast at home if it distracts you.
Okay, I guess I agree with that.
We are a little...
Yes.
I guess so.
I suppose.
But that is the article, and I hope you guys learned some good winter driving tips.
I did.
Those were some good winter driving tips.
Weekender, January 4th to January 12th, 2024, : a haunting in Venice, and a whole lot more. Oh, I actually didn't realize...
Yoni?
Yeah?
I hate to point this out, but Venice is not Harrodsburg.
Venice is not Harrodsburg. No?
Yeah, I know. Again, I've done the thing where I go to a different city. No, it's the name of a film.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Yes, don't worry. We're still in Harrodsburg. Also, I didn't realize that rhyme... the 2024 and the whole lot more as it, like, because I was reading it in my head, and now that I've read it out loud, I see the rhyme. That's pretty cool. Language is cool. So this article is a part of what I believe to be a series where the newspaper kind of describes activities that are coming up in the next week or so, and this issue is the most relevant, January 4th to 12th. And here's the things that it says about the happenings in the town.
Ooh.
I'm excited.
Winter hours at Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill start Monday, January 8th, and run through Tuesday, March 19th. Is that still winter?
March 19th? In many parts of the country, yes.
Okay.
And in Harrodsburg, evidently, yes.
The trustees' table, the inn, the trustees' shop, the post office shop, and daily adventure tours will all be closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Don't even think about going to any of those places.
Oh, okay.
The village will remain open to hikers, equestrians, walkers, and photographers on Mondays and Tuesdays. Now, before I go on, what is the difference between hikers and walkers?
I think hikers are like on a mission.
Yeah, that's
a walker is like taking a nice little stroll. You're like relaxing. A hiker is there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. So it's like destination versus journey.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good way to put it.
Maybe. I still feel like the hikers enjoy the journey.
Mm. Well, yeah, you do have to enjoy the journey when you're hiking.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a loop, because then the destination is
all I know.
Already there.
Mm-hmm. Hikers and walkers aside, I want to be an equestrian. That sounds great.
Those are horse riders, right?
Yes.
Horseback riders.
I would like to be on a horse.
Have you ever been on a horse?
I have been on a horse. It was fun.
Cool. Yeah. Well, the village will remain open to you.
Good to hear.
The Welcome Center will remain opened and staffed around the clock. It's the last week for the Christmas tree forest at Old Fort Harrod State Park, where there's an address. The display, sponsored by the Mercer County Chamber of Commerce and and Auto Customs, which is spelled with a K,
what?
Runs through January 6, 2024. And then you can call the chamber for more info. Have a great weekend, Mercer County. And then in bold italics, in parentheses, it says, all events are free, unless otherwise listed.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
Thursday, January 4th, 2024. Live music by Nick and Tony at Lemons Mill Brewery. Food by Bradley Smokehouse. Starts 7 p.m. Doors open 4 p.m.
Whoa.
That's crazy, right?
Gotta get there early.
And there's a number in the Facebook and whatever. Karaoke with JT at the Vault Ciders, Suds, and Spirits. 7 p.m. No word on when the doors open. This one's my favorite. Friday, January 5th, 2024. Which is today, as we're recording this. Teen Game Zone at Mercer County.
Go on.
Teen game zone at Mercer County Public Library. An evening of gaming for teens 13 to 18. Dash. Video games. Board games. Card games. Or ping pong. You can only pick one. Which one would you pick?
I think I'd go board games.
I think I'd go ping pong.
Oh, that's okay. Ping pong, fun fact, I'm atrocious at ping pong, but it's so fun.
Ping pong with strangers, I might get too competitive. Not that I'm good at the game, I just have to clarify. Anyway, they say card games or ping pong, we've got it all. Snacks provided.
Ooh.
Oh,
that,
I'm going.
That the words that teens, we teens, that's what we love to hear. Snacks provided. And it starts at 5:30 p.m. No word on how far it goes. On the same day, karaoke at Downtown Pizza Pub. That's karaoke? 7 to 10 p.m. Yes, you could hit the game zone for 5:30 to like 6:30, 6:45. Head over to karaoke at Downtown Pizza Pub.
I would so do that. Guys, can we go to karaoke tonight at Downtown Pizza Pub?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
7 to 10 p.m. But don't stay there the whole time because there's also trivia at the Vault Cider, Suds, and Spirits. That starts at 7 p.m. And Jukebox Bingo starts at 8:30 p.m.
What's that?
Jukebox Bingo.
I could not tell you.
I can't tell you either.
Could have looked it up, but I feel like it'd be more fun if we kind of decided what it was.
I do know what a jukebox is. I do know what a bingo.
So here's the theories that I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure.
One, you have a normal bingo card with names of songs on it, mm-hmm. and they just play songs off a jukebox. And then if your song plays, then you mark it off.
Now, then do you have to sit there for the whole 3 minutes while they play
a
song?
Well, no, I'm sure they just play part of a song.
Okay.
Option two, everyone gets their own jukebox. And then they have to, and like when a song plays, you find it on your own jukebox and hit it. Now, jukeboxes are famously not 5x5 grids, right? Are they?
I
feel like it goes up farther than letter 25.
I think so.
I feel like it goes up past 25.
I think we're showing our age. Well, I mean, I guess people know how old they are, give or take. But like...
Well, we are teens excited by the teen games.
We are. So, have either of you ever used a jukebox?
I can't say that I have.
No.
I was thinking about that.
I've never used a jukebox.
You guys
I have. At Johnny Rockets.
Oh, yeah. They do have a jukebox.
Yeah, they have a jukebox.
Wait, I thought that was... Is that... It works?
Yeah.
The one I went to, I feel like it was broken.
I don't know. I also haven't been in like years, but from my memory, they do work.
All right, I'm looking it up now for the big reveal.
Thank you. I'm ready.
I looked up jukebox bibgo, but Google understands. So this, okay, 502 Bad Gateway.
Oh, that's good. That's a good sign. I love 502 Bad Gateway.
That's my favorite kind of bingo.
That's my favorite band.
I just looked up this website, bingobaker.com.
Oh, uh-huh.
They have a preview. It just appears to be it's a bunch of songs on a bingo card.
Oh,
they have some good ones. Imagine.
Ooh.
Piano Man.
Ooh.
Crazy Train.
Ooh. Hey.
We're allowed to say the names of songs, right?
I don't see why not.
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, Jukebox Bingo. And then trivia. There's a lot of trivia. Saturday, January 6th, Epiphany, 12th.
What?
Excuse me?
Epiphany, 12th night.
Wait.
What?
Like Christmas.
Oh.
Oh.
It just like says it in a subtitle.
I thought you were saying 12th night as in like the Shakespeare show. 12th night.
Now it could be that too, but okay. I don't think so. Chess at Mercer County Public Library, which is awesome for me personally. I'm into that.
Uh-huh.
A morning of chess and snacks. Love it. Open to all ages and skill levels. Starts at noon. Wait. No morning. Now they didn't say morning. Maybe only the snacks start at noon. Sunday matinee. Sorry, Saturday matinee. A Haunting in Venice, starring Kenneth Branagh as Agatha Christie's Hercule Poirot.
Never mind.
You thought I was going to say Hercules?
No. I thought you were going to say starring Kenneth Branagh as Agatha Christie. And I was like,
starring Kenneth Branagh as Agatha Christie in a terrifying mystery set after World War II in Italy, starts at 2 p.m. And then Sunday, January 7th, we got trivia at Lemons Mill Brewery, food by Casa Mobile. Starts 5 p.m., doors open 4 p.m. See, that one makes a bit more sense than the starts at 7, doors open at 4. But
yeah.
Oh, well. Thursday, January 11th, live music by John Thomas Moore at Lemon, not to be confused with Thomas Moore, the Renaissance writer.
I wasn't.
Thank you for clarifying. I'm sure everyone was worried.
I was just listening to Something Rotten earlier today, so that soundtrack was still playing in my head. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. There was just like blank stares on your faces as if you hadn't heard of the
play. Does our viewership know, though? Or listeners? Ah, it doesn't matter.
Is viewership a word?
Yes.
Really?
Is listenership a word?
Oh, I love it.
At Lemon's Mill Brewery, so live music by Renaissance writer Thomas Moore at Lemon's Mill Brewery. Food by T. Wayne and Smokey starts 7 p.m. Doors open at 4 p.m. again. Karaoke with JT at the Vault Ciders, Suds, and Spirits starts 7 p.m. More karaoke, Rowan. Friday, January 12th, we got more karaoke.
Whoa.
At Downtown Pizza Pub. Again, 7
to
10 p.m.
Perfect.
And then trivia again at the Vault Ciders, Suds, and Spirits.
Wait, I have a question.
Mm.
What is Suds and Spirits refer to? Because isn't Suds like soap?
That's what I thought, but
okay.
It's
because
not
the first
that.
Time you said it, I thought maybe it was like Spuds and Spirits and it was like a potato place. But now I don't think it is because you keep saying Suds.
Now you'd think spirits would refer to, you know, other alcohol, but maybe it means
maybe
like
it's ghosts. Maybe
yeah.
it's
soapy
ciders,
ghosts?
Ciders, soap, and ghosts.
Like Moaning Myrtle. Sorry.
Moaning Myrtle?
Yeah.
Alcohol? What?
No, because she like lives in a bathroom with all the soap and she's a ghost. So maybe she lives at Suds and Spirits. Sorry, that was a little bit of a leap, but I promise my brain, like, there were a few steps that happened within my mind that I did not share out loud to get there. So apologies.
Do we find out what Suds means?
So like Suds on a beer after you pour it and there's like that, soap on the, not
that
soap.
Could
makes
probably
more
that
more
sense. Yeah.
I would not know.
Anyway, there's trivia there with the soap and the ghosts and the alcohol. And then there's pictures of people playing guitar that are providing said live music. And these are some things in and around Harrodsburg.
That sounds fantastic.
Let's go. Let's go to all of them starting today.
Perfect. You remember a few episodes back when you were like, how early would you wake up to
go
see this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Easily 4 a.m.
To go to a trivia night at 7?
Okay.
I'd be there when doors open.
I would be there when doors open for sure.
Like 4 a.m. like to scale.
I'm going
to
eat so much pizza
like
until
context.
The live music starts.
Okay.
Okay, so we better get there now.
We better get... Yeah,
we're already late. It's 7:43. We're already late. We got to go.
And that's... Well, we are there in Kentucky right
Well, we're there. We're just not in the building. Yeah. All right, Rowan, hit us with your article.
Alrighty. My article is called 354,200 people...
600 minutes. Okay. Sorry, go on.
354,200 people visited downtown Harrodsburg in 2023.
Whoa.
And that article was published January 4th, 2024, so yesterday, and it was written by Robert Moore, and he's a part of the Herald staff. All right. Are you ready?
Oh, wait. Did I say when mine was published and who it was written by?
I'm not sure you...
Yo, it's because I said the date in the name of the article, so I thought I already said it. It is... Sorry, my bad, guys. It was published on January 4th and written by Robert Moore and Herald staff. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Continue, Rowan.
No worries. Alrighty. So this article is kind of cool. It's about like tourism in Harrodsburg, and I guess I will just read it to you instead of paraphrasing and summarizing. So here's how it begins. Approximately 354,200 people with cell phones visited downtown Harrodsburg in 2023. That's up 3.1% over last year and 8.7% over the past 2 years, according to Placer.ai, a location intelligence and foot traffic data software that provides location analytics, including trends, trade areas, and visitor demographics, with 92% to 96% accuracy. Last year, the Harrodsburg-Mercer County Tourist Commission purchased a year subscription to Placer.ai at a cost of $22,000, which will provide them with up to 7 years' worth of information, not just on Mercer County, but on other counties. The subscription began in November. I find that very interesting. Yoni has a look of shock on his
face.
This
article went such a different direction from what
that's
I thought.
That's what I thought. I clicked on it, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And I was reading it, and I was like, whoa.
You started off, and then it was like... Sorry, people with cell phones. And sorry, also, they know this because they subscribe to a crazy AI thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
And also, sorry, 7 years worth of information from 1 year.
It's such a like innovative way to get more, I guess, like track how many people are visiting Harrodsburg and then to use that data to then increase like tourism in the area, which I think is really interesting.
Because I want to know how many people without cell phones.
Okay, that's it's interesting you bring that up because the article does talk about that a little bit.
Really?
Because people were like, what about kids? Or like people without cell phones?
Aha.
Because Plaster.ai can't really track that.
Sorry, wait, is it Plaster? Like,
I am actually not sure it's Placer. So it could be Placer or Plaster. I'm not quite sure.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
I've been going with Placer. If it's Placer, though, email the littlest headline at gmail.com and let me know.
Email us. Yep. What Rowan said.
Yeah.
And figure out how many people have visited the littlest headline with cell phones in the last year.
Yeah. I can just, we got a website for that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. We're good.
Yep.
You should visit though. You should visit. Okay, plug over. Keep going.
Okay. Basically, people in Harrodsburg are pretty excited about this. So it says, some of this data is pretty incredible, said Derek Gray, executive director of the Tourist Commission. Gray shared a report with the directors at their last regular meeting of 2023, which was held on Wednesday, December 13th, 2023. The software relies on cell phone data. How do they factor in events that are child heavy? Asked board member David Coleman, who is also the manager of Old Fort Harrod State Park. We have 12,000 school kids. None of them have cell phones. The software doesn't include children. Coleman also pointed out that Shaker Village of Pleasant Hill did not include the entire property, which he noted might also distort attendance numbers. So while people are generally excited, there are also some concerned citizens that maybe this is not entirely representative of what's going on in Harrodsburg. But
to be fair, I mean, the kids without cell phones wouldn't be visiting it themselves.
Yeah, and it also says later in the article, like another way that Placer.ai like tracks how many people are visiting is they can also tell like how much money there is to be spent in the area, and the kids are also not spending their own money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So yeah, it doesn't really factor in children. But I just found this really interesting. Like, I haven't heard of this in any other. I mean, I'm sure they're doing it in other places, but
they might be doing it right here.
Exactly, right here in Southern California.
You mean in this room, Yun?
In this room.
There might. Yeah.
I have a cell phone.
I have a cell phone too.
I don't. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
That was a lie, guys. That was a lie. I tried that out for
the
first
time. Nice try, Moses. You can't trick the AI that easy.
Exposed. Moses has a cell phone.
I tried that for the first... I lied for the first time. It was
anyway.
Sorry, okay. Go on, Ryan.
I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but like, I'm often a little bit skeptical of AI just because it's so like new and artificial and like it's a little bit like icky and scary to me. But I feel like this is a really interesting use of it. And I really like how Harrodsburg is kind of using it to up their tourist like demographics. I don't think that's the right word. Like visitors, basically.
Yeah.
Because it is like a really historical city, so I think it's cool that people are coming to visit. And that's my take.
Interesting. Thanks, Sarah.
It is interesting.
That was a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like all of our articles are interesting, but that one was like,
that one took us in a new direction.
Yeah. It was it put the argument in a global perspective. Got the sophistication point is what I'm trying
to say.
That's
a good job, Rowan.
You wrote a good conclusion.
Or complexity point? Which one is it on the history test?
Complexity.
It got the complexity point. Cool. Thanks, Ro.
That was great.
Of course.
And thank you all for listening to this episode of The Littlest Headline. We hope you've enjoyed your stay here in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, reading the Harrodsburg Herald. That's really fun to say. Y'all should try it.
The Harrodsburg Herald.
Rowan, you should try.
The Harrodsburg Herald.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
That was great.
It was a little fun.
It was very fun. We hope you had fun, listeners. But before you go, stay with us for just a sec. We're going to leave you with some key takeaways.
My key takeaway for this episode is that you, on your phone, in the car. I know you're on the phone in the car right now. Put it away. Put it away. The winter driving tips said to put it away. Hey, and everyone who's not in the car or on their phone or both at the same time, you're doing great. Perfect. Keep it up. You're awesome. That's my key takeaway. Thank you.
My key takeaway is that Harrodsburg has got trivia, has got karaoke, has got chess. That one's more. Not everyone agrees that that's fun. I think it's fun. Has got teen game zone with snacks provided. Anyway,
yeah.
If you want to have some fun, January 4th to January 12th, Harrodsburg is your place.
My key takeaway is that Harrodsburg has invested in this really cool, really interesting AI platform to try and track tourism, which I had no idea was a thing. And I think it's pretty cool that this little town with a population of less than 10,000 is investing. And I think it's a sign that you should go visit the team game zone. Whoa, teen game zone. There we go.
You can have teams.
Yep.
But you could do it solo as well.
You could. Anyway, go check out Harrodsburg. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to support your local newspaper. My name is Rowan.
I'm Moses.
I'm Yoni. This has been the Littlest Headline. We will catch you in the next issue.
Thanks for listening to The Littlest Headline. Want to keep up with our latest shenanigans? Follow us on Instagram, at The Littlest Headline. And if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want to suggest a newspaper for us to review, email us at thelittlestheadline@gmail.com.